Welcome back to the Shattered Truth Podcast. How's it going out there, Brother Will?
It's going well. We're still free.
Yeah, I'm trying to wait for Brother Tim to get in here, but we couldn't get a hold up to him, like you said. But We will continue this show. He should be in here with us very soon.
Good.
So, how close are we to Sunday law? Ladies and gentlemen, we are close. We sounded the alarm tonight. Make sure y'all take some notes. Whoever have an ear, let them hear the truth. Brother Will, so how close are we?
I would say that there's several phases that will come along with it. First of all, it'll be for the environment, and they'll have a family day off, and it'll seem very innocent and very, they won't hardly talk about anything about Sunday. They'll call it the Sabbath, and that's what'll confuse people. They'll say, we got to keep the Sabbath like the Bible says. Well, yes, we should, but their Sabbath will be on a Sunday, and the true biblical Sabbath is on the Saturday, so the seventh day of the week. So we would have, first of all, it'll be the family. They'll want to help the family and the working people and give the environment a break from all the pollution. That'll be the main thrust at first. It'll be very innocent and seem very good, you know. And then it's going to turn into more serious, more demanding, more urgent. Global conditions, the earthquakes and the storms will all be more frequent. And so they're going to say that if we don't get back to God, you know, we're going to be lost. So this is going to be their way of saying we're going to have to get back to God by keeping the Sunday sacredness and shutting everything down, shutting all the unnecessary businesses down on the Sunday.
Including the mom and pop stores, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Are they the first ones? You know?
Yeah, they'll be the first ones to be shut down. But the big corporations, some will volunteer. There's people now that shut down on Sunday that are pretty good sized businesses, and it promotes their product, because people say, well, he's closing down on the Lord's Day, you know. So he's honest, and everybody will, you know, go to their establishment or buy from them or whatever, because they feel like they can trust them because they're trying to go by the Bible. So it's kind of like not commercial, but where they promote themselves and kind of like...
You're talking about like a promotion thing? Like advertisement?
Yes. Advertisement, yeah.
Yeah, advertisement, yeah.
Yeah, and it would, you know, it's like saying we're honest, you can trust us, and they shut down on Sunday, and everybody says, they're real dependable. And that's what some of them, I think Chick-fil-A, I don't know if we should drop names, but right, or advertise for them, but
welcome, lady.
They're off on Sunday. They close down on Sunday. And
to all the Shattered Truth Podcast, join in if you have several, any questions. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it's all going to be promotional at first, and then it's going to be legislated. Welcome. Where we'll have to we'll have to, if we own a business, we'll have to shut it down on Sunday.
You know, you think this comes back to the papacy? They all planned this together, right? The papacy, this is going to be the thing they push. The Pope, he definitely is
the ever one. Ever since 538 AD, the Christian world had left the Sabbath, the seventh-day Sabbath, Saturday, and had started promoting the Sunday. That's when the Romans worshiped the sun. That was their day. It was dedicated to the sun. And they get up early in the morning. Every Sunday was a sunrise service for them. And this is where it all started. And of course, it was the Romans. It was a Roman emperor, Constantine.
You know, the Romans, they're very wicked people. If you look it back in history, they used to whip the people and everything. And they whipped Jesus Christ in it with those bones, right? It was like bone stuff, right? And they hit him with.
I don't know exactly what the exact name of it was, but it was they were experts at torturing people.
Yes, and including the regular people.
They were brutal. Yeah, and
and them dudes were big as MMA fighters. They were huge back then, barbarian type guys. Like, and when they swing, they hit the impact. And hit that flesh, man, it is gruesome. Can you imagine how Jesus Christ felt when he was getting hit by that? Like, whoa. You know, in the movie Passion of the Christ, man, people watch the movie, but they never really had no feeling of that scene. Hollywood played a good acting role on that scene because that's how it actually was. It's but, you exactly know, they predicted the program and the rest of it,
It was like we were there, you know.
Yeah.
It was vicious.
What was that movie, The Passion of the Christ, right?
Yeah, Passion of the Christ. So we have the history, you know, we have the history when it was changed, and there's no law or there's no commandments changing the Sabbath from Saturday, the seventh day, to the first day. And it said in Daniel, in the book of Daniel, that the beast would think to change times and laws. And that's one way he has done that. He's changed God's law. The Romans changed God's law and made their own. They just.
Right.
They said they had the right.
Yeah. Yes, they thought they could control everything at that time.
Oh, they did. They did control everything for over 600 years, you know.
600 years. What happened to them?
Mm. Yeah. And so now we're down here in the last days, and we still have a Roman power,
a hidden power that people don't even know about.
They're still ruling the world
undercover, right? Quietly.
Well, it's from the pagan Roman Empire to the Holy Roman Empire.
Yes, that's correct. That is correct.
They haven't lost a minute. Mm-hmm. And so that's the power that is being used by Lucifer to rule the world.
And when you lose by having lost a minute, I mean, they heartbeat for heartbeat, boom, boom, boom. They ain't missing no steps with that beat. Mm-hmm. And they so consistent
this is the
with
world
it.
We're living in. I mean,
yeah, this is a wicked world.
It's a lot more free world than it used to be.
But
we've got a lot more rights.
In a certain extent, we're free and we're not. We're still slave, but we have free roam. Yeah,
I'd always say whatever amount of taxes we pay, that's what percent of a slave we are.
Yes, we is.
So some people, you know, the economy has got us all pretty well enslaved.
And so you can tell
it's going to be connected with the economy too.
The more and more you,
the incentive, yeah.
That's right. That's why you shouldn't store your treasure on earth, because, man, the food going up, everything is going up. If you look at the prices around the world, man, it's getting ridiculous, man. You know.
Well, it's the reset, along with changing
the great
a lot
reset.
Of things. Our economy is going to have to be global. It's going to have to be a one global economy.
And you know, they did such a good job and divided the people so we can't come together. That was their plan. And from the beginning, they've been doing this a long time and it's still working. You know, the dragon's still doing his thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
but his time is running short
now. We're all speaking the same language, or we have access to be able to interpret whatever's being said to us.
Right.
AI.
I can't look, this AI thing on Facebook is getting on my last nerves. I'm trying to search my own stuff, but the AI wants to take over my search. I'm like, I can't block it. It's there. Like it's so irritating and so obnoxious. It's like, bleh, get out of my way, you know, let me do my own stuff. The AI takeover is something serious. People don't know how serious it is. It is super serious. The daggone thing is about control. It's obsessive. It wants to know everything. Like, you can't even search nothing yourself because it's going to do it for you. I'm like, man, what's going on? But we all know what's going on, though. The B system, that's what it's called.
It's a way for the government to have an excuse to control us. They'll just blame it on the AI and say we're out of control. They've taken over.
Yes, but they still controlling the AI as well.
They're still controlling it. The AI ain't taking over nothing.
No, it's not. They think people are dumb. They think people are so blind, which people are blind. You have people out here that's awake now.
Oh yeah.
But well, majority of the world is so deceived. It's sad to say, but you can look at it like
we've been programmed by the system, and you have to go along with it. That's the only system out there that the system that we have is all we got, and it's been. I can't say anything much about the American financial system because, I was given free college where I could go to school, and now I'm getting money back from my Social Security that I paid in. I mean, it's a good system.
Mm-hmm.
And the Medicare, it's a good system for the people. For society, but it's going to change. They have pretty well spoiled us. They've given us a lot of stuff and a lot of benefits.
They spoiled us rotten.
Now they're going to say it's payday.
Yeah, I know, right? Payday's here. Come, hey, we need ours right now. But they've been getting theirs for years and years.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've made us dependent. They made us dependent on them.
Yes, and the half the world point. Is so hooked on that. It's like it's a spell of depending on them. It's crazy.
I wouldn't know what I'd do if I didn't have that that check coming in every day from the government. I mean,
I know, right?
Every month.
Even though, look, we all know it should be more. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, but just enough to keep us hooked, as it were.
Yeah, just to keep us quiet for a little bit.
Line.
But we know. We're God's people, and we're not going to sit back and say nothing. We're going to talk. We're not going to be quiet.
And the system is going to be more, it's going to get more and more liberal. It's going to get more socialistic.
It is socialistic. Yes, it is. You can tell.
This is the point. They want us to be totally dependent on them. They don't want us to invest our own money and make our own money, and they don't want capitalism, and they don't want patriotism. They They want a one world where nobody has any sovereignty. You know, that's why they're opening up our borders, is because they're trying to say, okay, all the land masses, all the continents are going to be one. This one people. It's going to be a mixture of all the different nations, but if you can roll across the border, then they want everything to be mixed and even.
You know, Biden, he is filthy trifling. I can't stand him. Get him out there now. Get him out the chair. He's horrible. Very bad.
Well, he was meant to be, because he was meant to be so that they could have a contrast.
Right. And he's all in with this Sunday law as well. He's all in with it too.
Well, sure. All of them are. I mean,
yeah.
If you'll look, I know I'm throwing this out. All the presidents in the past have all been 33-degree Masons.
Masons, yeah, all of them 33. Yes, they
Everyone
are.
Everyone of them. And you know what people say?
You know what they'll say? Mm-hmm. I don't believe you. I don't believe there's such a thing. I don't believe this, that. Remember what the Bible said? People want to hear smooth things. They're ready to be lied to than told the truth. Yeah. So as you can see, it's happening. We can mention these things to family members, aunts, uncles. I don't believe you. You don't know what you're talking about. You're crazy. You know, and you know what I tell them? You're crazy because you're out of your mind, because clearly you want to be deceived. Basically, simple as that. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's just the way it is. And the more and more people reject powerful information, that means they reject God as well. So all these very important messages that we put out, send videos. Some people are like, the video's too long. I don't have time, but you can spend time watching your satanic celebrity for 2 and 3 hours, you know?
Or sports.
Yes. And the sports just a distraction, keep me from learning about Jesus Christ. And
well, it's just a waste of time, actually.
Yes, it is. It very much is. And
I mean, we've got eternity ahead of us. We can watch all the football we want when we get over there.
Exactly. On the other side, the bright side.
Other side. Right now, we're in trouble.
This is hell right now. You know, you can see that clearly.
We got to get focused and get off, you know, stop being distracted, because, like I say, we're going to have eternity to have all the pleasure that we want.
What's so amazing, so beyond me, is that you can tell, like, it don't take much to distract somebody. You know, something looks exciting but silly at the same time. You can grab the people, like, easy. The dragon knows that. And
The
whole world is distracted so much, they don't even know what's going on around them, you know, like, around their environment, around there, you know, anywhere. They just... Yeah. Distract. Everybody looks at their phone. You can go out to eat dinner, and you know what people do? They're on their phone. They ain't even eating hardly.
I kind of like it, because it lets me, it makes other people think I'm minding my own business.
Right. But the key is we have to be aware of things at all times, though. You know?
Yeah, you can be aware, but it's still a good way not to make eye contact
with people. You right. That's a good way. Like, oh, yeah, I ain't paying attention here. I got something right here. You could be reading your Bible while you eating dinner, right?
If they really want me, they can holler at me.
Yeah. Brother Will, I see you over there. Come here, let me talk to you.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And you can read your Bible and nobody knows you're reading the Bible.
Right, because people think, oh, he's an older guy. He's on TikTok.
Yeah, no.
He's on TikTok. He's playing Candy Crush. You know.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't look like you're too spiritual or anything, or holy or whatever. I like it. It's a way to disguise what you're really doing.
Yes, it is. But the crazy thing is, a lot of churches is not talking about this Sunday law thing, man. I've been to a lot of congregations, and they're not even on this topic. Most of these churches is talking about money and stuff like that. They don't clearly understand.
Yeah, they're talking about Israel and the future and history and prophecy, all that prophecy about Israel. Everybody's
right, but that's a distraction right now. It's about this Sunday law, and the mark of the beast will be enforced after this Sunday law. Like you said, but we don't know if we'll have an election.
Yeah, that's how we're just biding our time until the election is over, and then everything will fall into place. In 2025, everything will fall right into place.
Right. Well, we're biting our tongues waiting, huh?
We're biding. Yeah, I guess we shouldn't use that term, biding our time.
Right. But it's clearly, it looks like that.
Yeah.
Man.
We've been wasting our time, but other than that.
I know. I know, right.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Either we're going to be in a civil uproar by the end of the year, or we'll be free and the election will be over and it'll be as it should be. And we can look for, you know, a little bit better living conditions in 2025.
So do your congregation agree with you on this topic? So when the Sunday law comes, they're going to reject it as well, right?
Absolutely. Well,
I wouldn't be surprised. At least one or somebody might just say, no,
we'll go along with the law as long as it doesn't cause us to break or make us work on the Sabbath.
And you know, they're going to do that. They're going to try to make you work on the Sabbath. They definitely going
to try to make a 4-day week.
Yep.
So they can have more people employed.
Yep. That's what they're going to do.
You got to look out for that 4-day week.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming for everybody.
And you know, the dragon knows people don't study the Bible, so he can get away with it smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
Subtle. He's subtle with it.
And Saturday is already a big work day and a big sale day and a big business day.
Yes, and the advertisements keep going in, boy. They never stop.
Oh, yeah, all the specials are on Saturday.
Man, they stuffing it like a turkey to us, boy. They really going in on that. Mm-hmm. Make sure you do this, do that, do this, do that. But you forgot about what Jesus Christ say do. Y'all worrying about what man does. Man going to leave you that internal damnation.
We need to. We're living like, you know, there's no tomorrow.
Yes.
We're living like.
We chasing all these things. It's all vanity at the end.
People want to live their heavenly life now.
But this is not heavenly life.
This ain't heavenly.
This is torture life.
they want the good life, I should say.
Yeah, they want it, but when they realize this ain't it.
It never has been it, but
no.
The devil is giving us pacifiers.
Right. I got the Barney pacifier.
Yeah. No doubt. So we're being pacified.
Until I spit it out and realize what the heck's going on.
And
I'm like, I don't want this no more.
And we don't have anything to compare it by. I mean, what it's going to be like right now is like heaven compared to what it's going to be like.
Right now, we're in
the calm before the storm.
Yeah, and the storm is about to brew. Boy, them tornadoes and hurricanes go join together, and it's going to clean out house. Boy.
Well, yeah, Oklahoma got pretty well ripped out.
And Dubai got flooded with rain. That was weather manipulation, you know, chemtrails, which I had an argument with that on social media. Like, no, it's not no weather manipulation. I'm like, bro, yes, it is. Look up in the sky. What are they doing? Chemtrails. Right, and the chemtrails keep us sick. Keep us going to the doctor and feeding us poison pills, and the food already got poison in already. We trying to figure a way to cut back on some of these chemicals in the food, but we can't. Dosing and everything.
They're trying, you know, population control.
Yep, that's the key. Population control. On a Georgia Guidestone, ladies and gentlemen, you know what it says? Maintain population under 500 million. That is on the Georgia Guidestone. That's their goal. Didn't they destroy that Guidestone?
I don't think so. I think some people attacked it, but I don't think they did.
I think it was them. Just the, you know, because ain't no regular person going to do that.
No. Yeah. They just wanted some publicity.
Yeah, publicity. Yep, yep. That's all they look for. That is it. You know.
So, you know, the Sabbath was made before. It's not a Jewish Sabbath. It's the day of the Lord because it was made at creation, and the Lord is the one who made everything. Jesus is the one that made everything. He said, the word become flesh and all things that were made by him. So Jesus created the 7-day week. And it was the only thing he did create on the seventh day was the seventh day.
Exactly. That's right.
And that's why that scripture said, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So when you hear that scripture, it's talking about the Sabbath. It ain't talking about just any day. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
And they're trying their best to change everything they can real hard.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah, the devil don't like anything that the Lord made.
He's a copycat. He copies it and try to make it for his benefit.
Well, he's a god, and he wants to be a god.
He wants to be a god. Yeah,
he wants to have his day. He wants to have his authority.
And so he can be worshipped,
and so he can be worshipped and on his. I guess you could say it's his Sabbath, but he's going to make sure everybody rests on that day. He's going to make it law, and he's going to enforce it. First of all, if you don't go along with it, you'll be fined a pretty hefty penalty. And then if you don't, after about two warnings, and then if you don't go along with it, then you'll be in prison for a while. And then if you don't go along with it, you'll be in prison forever.
Captivity forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what he's going to do. So Satan copies. Yeah, he copies everything that the Lord is trying to do. Because he wants to be. He wants to be
like the Most High.
Like the Most High.
So he's like a hijack. He's hijacking everything.
Well, he's trying to get a false doctrine for everything, for all the truths that the Bible has. He wants to present a false one.
Right, he's got a very big one, false one, don't he? A huge false one.
Well, he's got, for every doctrine that the Christ has, Satan has a false one.
And he's pushing it hard as he can.
Yeah. You know,
he's got him everybody's throat. He's stepping on it like, y'all, I demand y'all to listen to what I got to tell y'all. That's what he's doing, demanding things.
Well, he's got a Trinity too. He's got, you know, there was three spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. That's his Trinity. He's got a false Trinity. Those three, and that's what's in control of the world now. He's got a false tongues movement, you know, speaking in tongues, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. He's got a false Sabbath. He's got a false set of prophecies that he's been passing since since the 15th century, from that point on, these three trinities have been pushing false doctrine and prophecy. And that's why we're so confused now. And that's why there's so many churches now. You got one Spirit, one Holy Spirit, and you got 300 different churches interpreting that one Spirit. And that's why it's so confusing, because we don't know where or how to find the truth among all the distractions.
Right. Hey, Will, you notice anything? They ain't messing with us tonight.
Well,
you remember the last podcast show? They were messing with our mics. They took us off the air. Oh,
they're cutting everybody off, yeah. Squealing it and shutting us down,
They was really trying us last week, like crazy. But tonight, well, it's smooth tonight. Right. I'm shocked.
Well, I guess if there's a way to trace them down, we could, phone them up and say, don't do that no more.
Exactly. But here's the thing. That you only can email them. You can't call them. That's their game.
Yeah, I know it.
That's crazy.
But
continue on.
Well, we're going into the final. I think it's not going to be more than 3 years. 2025. They say we're going to have probably the Sunday law passed by then. All of our money will be digital. The cash will be gone in 2025.
Is it going to be some kind of like a score or something? But if you break something, they'll turn it off, right? Is it something like that?
It'll just be the electronic digital e-money.
Right. Amazon got it. So it's a chip. They scan your hand. You seen it? Amazon company got it. You seen that?
Replace the plastic cards.
Yeah. Certain states have that already. Oh, yeah,
they might be able to do that, yeah. But it's not the mark of the beast.
No, it's not. It's not. It may be a piece of it. Maybe a precursor.
It'll be the hard. It'll be the, what do they call it? It's got hardware and you got software. It'll be the software that helps promote it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have some way where you won't be able to lose it, in other words.
Right, exactly.
You won't be able to lose it, and they'll always be able to identify you, mm-hmm. where you're at and everything. But I'm not worried about that. I don't care if they trace me or what. I have nothing to hide. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind being under surveillance. I wish I didn't have to be, but it's just going to be part of it. But by 2026, we'll have everything we need to go totally digital without any
sons of peace. Welcome to the Shadow Truth Podcast, brother. You have any questions, just text down in the comment section. Go ahead, Brother Will.
Mm-hmm.
So how would this mark of beast look like? What do you think? You have some kind of idea what it could be, or you don't know? Do you think there's going to be actual chip in the hand, or you think they're going to do it by a vaccine, a jab, by the system, or they're going to threaten you? Like, what do you think this Mark of the Beast is going to look like? Well, we know it's going to be some kind of form of control, but I don't know what that control is going to be. So we all been conditioned so much for the Mark of the Beast type thing. And most people don't understand conditioning. They've been doing that for years. That was the Dragon plan ever since day one. And it's very well all connected together, which we just need to be aware of these things and, you know, talk about these things more. We have to always watch, well as pray on these situations. And be aware. But I think this is going to be pretty much it for tonight's podcast. I'd like to thank everybody out there for being on the Shattered Truth podcast tonight. And we have more to come. Make sure you like and subscribe to Shattered Truth 318 podcast on YouTube. And make sure you follow us on Podbean as well and Spotify and other platforms. Thank you and have a blessed night. Good night.